WRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You smell it in the air? A little breezy today, a little humid. I smell foosball. Little football going on OTAs for your New Orleans Saints. You're driving down Airline Highway, or is it Drive Now? I don't know. I think they changed it. It's one of them. Go ahead. Are you the single honker? The Gatling gun honker like me? Are you like, Jordan, you're the single long horn honk, right? Just lay your hand on the horn, that's you? Or are you the musically inclined honker? Either way, there's probably people honking at the Saints during OTAs going on right now. The next 3 weeks, organized training activities, team activities, however you want to look at it. The Saints will have a handful of them. The next 3 weeks, closed to the public, we get to witness one of those three practices a week, the 23rd, the 30th, and June 6th, Thursdays, as it's been customary in the past. And then after that, it is Saints minicamp, the 11th through the 13th, customary as it has been in the past. It's been open to the public. It will likely follow the same time frames as OTAs, customary as it has been in the past. And it's pretty simple. The practice starts around 10:40. It ends at 12:10-ish. It's probably going to be the same for minicamp. It may be a little later to try to maximize lunchtime. I think they've done that in the past. We'll let you know as soon as we get the press release from the team themselves to try to talk a little bit about it and let you go see them. In the meantime, obviously lots of excitement. You heard from a lot of players and coaches yesterday at the Saints Hall of Fame golf tournament. They're ready to get back to work and get going here. And it'll be interesting to sort of see, again, some of the early storylines. You don't want to overreact. You don't want to make it of importance. But this is the start. I mean, legitimately, right? Up until this point, you have gotten the offseason, the losses, the gains in free agency. You've drafted. You've done, weightlifting, conditioning. Then that goes into a week or two of being able to work with your position group. But today is the first day you have what basically is a real honest-to-goodness practice. Team drills, position drills, cone drills, doing all kinds of individual position group drills, getting ready for the season. Legit. It happens. You got 4 weeks, then 6 weeks off essentially until training camp, and you're back at it. So, yeah, it's here. It's here. And I'm super excited to kind of look at it on Thursday and kind of get an idea of what's going on a little bit as well. 800-998-1003. We'll talk about some of those just off the cuff, storylines. We kind of started that yesterday. Larry Holder of The Athletic is going to join us at 12:15. Some of the things you'll be paying attention to, And what I mean by that is you have a game plan when you get out there. You have a little bit of time, and you want to kind of keep an eye on certain things. What are some of the things that you kind of want us to report on? What are you kind of looking at? If you want to chime in with that at ESPN Radio NOLA or at 800-998-1003, you can do so as well. Again, to me, it's, the center rotation. It's a couple of other things in the offense that we'll get into and some on defense. So that's going to be a big topic today on the show that we can kind of get into. Again, it's here. Day one, it's happening right now. They're about to wrap up day one, as a matter of fact, here in a little bit. So, practice. Yes, we're talking about practice, like Allen Iverson said. Going to talk NBA as well. Coming up in the third hour, Andrew Lopez, TimeSpeakUNOLA.com, covers the Pelicans. He was at the Combine. He was in Chicago on draft night. He's actually going to come in studio from 2 to 3. Jordan, we're going to have fun and talk about some of the observations that he saw. What is the NBA Combine like, right? I mean, you can see it on the NBA TV. Tremont Waters had himself a nice combine. We talked with Will Guillory yesterday, and if you just look at some of the stories in the games and basically to do like some scrimmages, he's really up his stock. Again, if you go to NBADraft.net, before this week that took place, you couldn't find Tremont Waters. Let's see if some mock drafts now have him in the second round being drafted. Naz Reid apparently really helped himself as well. Talked to a handful of teams, 10 by one story I saw, including the New Orleans Pelicans. So we'll talk to Andrew about the Pels. We'll talk, of course, about the combine as well. We'll also get his take, and you will hear at 12:30, bottom of the hour, we're cutting the sound now, as Trajan Langdon, brand new general manager of the Pelicans, had a conference call this morning, speaking with reporters, talking about the decision, why to come here from Brooklyn, talking about a handful of reasons as to why he thought this was the challenge for him. Again, they had started turning things around in Brooklyn, a playoff team this year. He was the G League Executive of the Year. Pels having a G League now team in Erie that maybe he likely will be responsible for. Something that stood out that was interesting was he said there's really no guidelines as of yet as the general manager. Essentially, he's going to be here and do whatever it is that David Griffin needs him to do. There's a relationship together already. They've worked prior at another organization over there. So with Cleveland, and it'll be interesting to sort of see that dynamic. But Griffin spoke as well. Langdon spoke as well. One of the things, obviously, that stood out, Langdon saying, look, the Pelicans, Mrs. Benson's baby. That's exactly what he said. David Griffin also saying it. Look, it's become something very, very clear, her baby. She's really putting her money where her mouth is with these hires. And again, you have to imagine, to try to get some of these top-notch hires, you have to pay. You have to try to grab a rising executive star, is the way they describe Trajan Langdon. And you got to pull him away from somewhere he's happy and doing a good job and being recognized. And you have to probably give him that title of GM for him. Comes with some money. Got it. Aaron Nelson, the guy that is respected among the NBA. Many feel one of the best, if not the best, when it comes to player treatment and personal care. Plucked them away from Phoenix after years. What was it 17 years or something there? Again, Jared Dudley, even though everyone makes fun of me about it. Who's Jared Dudley? Another player who, by the way, he's with the Nets. But for a player to tweet, hey, New Orleans, you got a good one, because he used to be with the Suns, it matters. It matters when you're trying to recruit free agents, when you're trying to have people look at your organization differently. When other players say, hey, look what they're doing over there. And look at what the Pelicans have done. I saw a stat, what was it, 39 days yesterday? David Griffin, Aaron Nelson, Trajan Langdon won the lottery at $800,000 in improvements to the training facility. That's not a bad deal. Kind of gives you an idea of where they're going. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Andrew in the third hour. NBA playoffs last night. Warriors win in overtime, 119-117. They win again without Kevin Durant. Sweep the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard had a chance there at the end of regulation. A little floater hit the back iron, goes off to the side. He hit he launched the three to try to win it at the buzzer. Deep right corner, went off the rim, no good. Sweep completed. And I'm going to ask you this. I'm not ready to say definitively, but I think it's a discussion. I text Brian. We're watching the game, and I'm like, Mr. Nola East, five straight Western Conference Finals appearances for the Warriors now. So they're looking to three-peat, five straight. Again, the one blip in the streak right now, Draymond Green with the whoopsie, foot to the you-know-where, the unmentionables, Jordan, got him suspended, allowed the Cavs to get back in and win that series. again, you can say, look, they still had a chance to close. You're right. They did. They won 2 games, 6-7. I get it. That's a big difference, though, not having Draymond Green. Draymond Green, probably a series MVP. Steph Curry's playing out of his mind right now. They look like they're having fun again. Not that they didn't with KD, but you know what? You're seeing a lot more social media of people going, this is the Warriors team I like to watch. And what's interesting is, as I'm watching this and I'm looking at the stats of all these players and what they can do and the 5 straight trips to the Western Conference Finals, etc., it just popped in my head. Because, look, again, I cannot wait till January 2020 when Jordan the intern, who's 20, and others of his like, Travis, maybe we'll have a watch party just for you. When the Chicago Bulls, Jordan 30 for 30, 10 part 30 for 30 comes. Because that's my barometer, right? A pair of three-peats. A pair of three-peats. To me, the greatest of all time. Again, it's all relative. That's what I grew up with watching Jordan. But I've said this before, and I said this last week. What I loved about that Bulls team, there was one year where they steamrolled people, right? The 82-win season, they steamrolled people. Or the, the 81 win. So, I mean, they crushed people. I get that. But they still hit game winners. They still won games close to the end. When the Warriors beat that regular season mark, they steamrolled people as well. And again, don't crush me because I'm not ready to declare it just yet, but do you think it's a conversation that can be had? Because the word dynasty was being thrown out there a lot yesterday and a lot of people this morning. What the Warriors are doing, you can officially call a dynasty. 5 straight trips to the Western Conference Finals. Looking for a three-peat, already won a couple of championships. And this is the Western Conference. I would even say arguably, right? Accepted as the tougher of the two for the last several years. Would we all agree with that? It's accepted as the toughest conference. They've gone into finals 5 straight years. And I guess what popped in my head was when I watched at the end of the game, Scottie Pippen step on the court, ever being so Scottie Pippen, on the phone, but yet said, hold on, and then reached over and gave Steph Curry a hug on the court and then got back to his phone conversation. But seeing Scottie do that to Steph, I'm thinking, you can pick whatever Bulls team you want, first three-peat, second three-peat, probably where I would go because I think he compares the best. That's the best Michael was. That was the best that Scottie was. They had Dennis Rodman. And with what we watched last night, Klay, Steph, Draymond Green, right? Top 3 players on each team. Who you got? I mean, immediately off the top of my head, I want to say Bulls. I really do. Okay, you got 2 exceptional defenders. All team, all NBA defenders in Pippen and Jordan. I think that gives them an edge there. Rodman and Green would be fantastic theater. Who gets teed up first? I mean, it would be a battle to see who doesn't get tossed. Can you imagine Rodman and Green? Tim Legler was going bananas on Draymond Green's play in the series in the last 2 games, pushing the ball up the court, his basketball IQ, being able to pass, outrun people with the dribble, set up his teammates, do all that. People forget Rodman rebounded. Go back and look at some of those highlights. Dennis led some fast breaks. Dennis was a pretty good passer. It'd be fantastic to watch. I'd give the defensive perimeter to Chicago. But am I wrong in saying Golden State's bench is pretty deep? That system works really well. What they do allows you to get right back in the games. Last 2 games, double-digit deficits. Erased in seconds. I get up to go put the dishes up. watching dinner, watching it while I'm eating dinner. I get back. I mean, it's a 14-point game down to 5-6. Steph hits a 3. The game is tied. Timeout. You're going, wow. Portland should have won the last two games. Three games. You're going with 3. Jordan, you go, yeah, it's right. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, they led by 17 points. That's what I'm saying. I'm not making it up. So my point is this. They get on the court. Bulls start. Bulls get the lead. They're not – the Warriors are never out of the game. I think it would be an interesting 7-game series. I really honestly do. I'd give the edge to Chicago simply because I think Scotty and Jordan on Steph, I don't know if Steph could go off. But Legler showed a highlight of Curry going back and forth, one end of the court to the other, 4 times in one possession, 2 different screens, touching the ball, letting go of the ball to find a better shot, then launching a 3, and the guy went out of breath. That's when he's at his finest. But, man, wouldn't that be something? Green Rodman. Right? I mean, do you put Pippen on Curry? He's got that size and length. He could defend him. It would be an interesting series, I think. But the point is it worth the conversation? We'll talk a little bit about that with Andrew as well in the 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Try that again. In the 3rd hour of the show. But I'd love to get your opinions on it. Do you think it's worth the conversation? Or do you put him up there with one of the great teams in NBA history? Great stretches and runs. I think you have to. They present challenges other teams simply can't. We'll take the first break as hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. If you go to the website, you'll see blogs, videos, different type of cases, all the different types of law that they practice as well. Mass tort, workers' comp, of course, personal injury. It's a free consultation call. They even have a little text field box. You can just type in your name. What's your issue? They'll get back to you. Again, it's all free. It's no hassle. And if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. It's that simple. So it doesn't hurt at least to give a phone call. 800-998-1003. Coming up, Sir Lawrence of the Holder of the Athletic. Larry, I'll ask him some of the storylines he's going to be paying attention to. The Saints currently about to wrap up. OTA number 1. We'll see the one on Thursday. That's right. Saints video. Saints highlights, Saints sounds, right around the corner, man. Practice. We're talking practice next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee. You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia and Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia, with $2,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, $3,000 dealer discount, $2,000 custom cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, $2,000 custom cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 custom cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to TT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Poor Graf actually has to work tonight. The American Athletic Conference Tournament, Tulane UCF, sometime tonight. He expects it to go past midnight. I think they're the last game of the day. LSU, South Carolina, 8 p.m. start. That's also another late start. Chris Blair is going to join us at 1:30 to preview that game and the Tigers in Hoover. Larry Holder of The Athletic joins us to talk a little of the headlines, or at least storylines, that we'll be paying attention to. OTAs, Larry, underway. Practice. Time to talk about practice.
Hey, at least it's better than watching a bunch of guys practice who weren't going to make it out the weekend. So
you know what?
At least get to, hey, what do you want me to do? I mean, it's I feel like you mentioned Todd, so it's like my inner graph just came out. I mean, it's wearing helmet shirts and shorts, and June yet.
I'll say this. No one observed guys that weren't going to make it to this weekend better than you did with you being Fazan trying to watch something to write down.
Yeah, but this is the time when there's going to be some experimenting.
Right.
Players in certain positions. Observations are going to come out of that, say, first. Technically it'll be the third practice. We'll be able to get there on Thursday. That's pretty typical for the OTA schedule for the media. And yet, you're going to be keeping an eye on certain position groups. And I would say, for me, and I'm going to be writing about this at some point this week at theathletic.com/New Orleans, there is a legitimate battle on the offensive line. And we haven't seen that in a while. And, of course, we're talking about at center with the retirement of Max Unger. You're looking at Eric McCoy and Nick Easton. And I was just going back through the comments that Nick Easton had when he first signed with the Saints. He said, look, I'm most comfortable at center. And then they go out and draft a center. So, I mean, there's a legitimate battle there. So I'm curious to see, just initially, who starts out there as being Breeze's go-to guy. I mean, you know there's going to be rotation, but I'm just curious to see who's going to be starting right then and there. As far as the first week of OTA.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm with you. That's the first thing that I mentioned yesterday. Hey, look, your eyes are going to gravitate to on Thursday when we walk outside. Who's the guy that's snapping the ball in team drills, right? I mean, who's the guy? I mean, you're going to look at it. And I prefaced it, Larry, by saying, doesn't mean that's the starter come September to open the season against the Texans, but it gives you an indication over the next couple of weeks what they're thinking and what that rotation will be. And I think, along those lines, there'll be some things to kind of pay attention to. I kind of referenced back to the rookie minicamp for a reason. And look, again, it is what it is. You saw there's guys there that didn't stand out, did. Others, I'm like, who's number 10 that makes a play? Turns out to be Cyril Grayson, who they signed, right? But I think we all agreed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson kind of stood out. Hand on the ball, interception on a one-on-one drill. The other thing as well, Aaron Glenn glowing about the things he can do. So I'm interested, when you put him in with the veterans, where they, what's that rotation there? Where are they using him?
Yeah, he's someone you're going to keep an eye on, just because, he comes in with immense talent. We've already heard some of these glowing accolades for his first couple of weeks, say, with the Saints. And you're curious where they're going to throw him in there right away. I mean, my guess is they're going to have to make him earn it. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that, because even though he's played well against a bunch of guys who didn't make the team, you're still talking about he's got to jump someone like Patrick Robinson, who I think also I'm curious to see how he is. I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's a veteran I still assume he's going to be the main nickel guy coming into this season. And then maybe Gardner Johnson could be like Malcolm Jenkins down the line. You know, he sees a more significant role maybe in year two or something like that. But I certainly think that is that little battle and where how much does he actually play a little safety and this and that. Where does he go there? So I'm sure that he's someone we're going to be keeping an eye on. And like I said, either Gardner Johnson or Patrick Robinson, I think both of those guys, we should walk in with some curiosity with both of them.
Speak with Larry Holder. The Athletic covers the Saints. Larry Holder, the way to follow on Twitter. Some of the other things I think will be interesting as of notice, you know, under the headline of anyone, or Bueller, like you would say, Bueller, and we're talking about anybody at the receiver position, right? I want to see if Cameron Meredith is somewhat healthy. Is Tre'Quan Smith over the next couple of weeks make some plays going into training camp? Are there other guys? I mean, you already know my jersey I'm ready to buy, LaJordan Humphrey. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Of course you're ready to buy a little Jordan Humphrey. I mean, you're ready to probably go out and buy a Mike Hass jersey for 30 cents at any Saints shop. You're still hoping for him, or AA-BUT, Adrian Arrington.
But no, Adrian Arrington.
Cam Meredith is all, a lot of eyes are going to be on him because he's got money tied into him. Big disappointment last year, couldn't get back on the field. Stemming from that injury, had to have another procedure on that knee to get it right. And so you're wondering if he's going to make an impact. And you know, he's someone of all the players out there, he still has the most experience among those outside of Mike Thomas and Ted Ginn. So you're wondering if he's going to be able to make an impact and stick with this team. Otherwise, they're just going to have to move on from it and just eat some of the money. But he's going to get significant looks this offseason. He has to, just to see where he stands there. And, you know, there are a lot of bodies, a lot of names that Saints fans have some familiarity with. Even someone like Trayvon Doral. You forget about him. You know, they put him on injured reserve last year. He was having a pretty nice camp last year and got hurt. And he's back with the team, and it's certainly make or break time for him. But yeah, you know, Austin Carr. You're still talking about Keith Kirkwood, Tre'Quan Smith. You know, a lot of bodies that are going to be floating around that receiver position, and who's going to make that impact? It's always some. Always seems like ever since the quartet of say Marcus Colston, Lance Moore, Jeffrey Henderson. And Robert Beecham, once those guys left, there's always some intrigue at wide receiver, some jobs that are always seemingly open.
Yeah, you know, and people kind of tend to forget that, and I've brought that up. You know, when the Saints won, that receiving core was together for a while. Beecham brings that up all the time. They just all knew where they were going. They all knew, you know, Drew knew what they were doing.
The reason why they were so good. Yeah. Because everybody knew what
they
were doing.
It's easy last year, Larry, to go, those guys are terrible. No one but Thomas. Meredith, first year with Bree. Smith, rookie. Everyone else, Kirkwood, I mean, it's their first year with Drew Brees. I mean, they were learning on the fly. Drew had one veteran receiver other than Thomas, and that was Ted Ginn, and he was hurt for a good part of it. That's it. Everybody else, he was learning on the fly with.
Right, and same thing you're going to be dealing with Jared Cook. I mean, he's going to be a glorified wide receiver. I mean, that's what he's going to be. And so this is a learning process for those guys, and certainly potential to be a potent offense. We all expect it to be a potent offense. But this is where, of course, the learning and the rapport comes in. And it's something that we're all going to be curious about at wide receiver and definitely at tight end. We all know what Michael Thomas brings. We need to just see, hey, can Ted Ginn still bring it? I mean, I keep getting tweets about all these off-season workout videos that he's doing, and he wants to – raced everyone for $10,000, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. So, he assumes he's still got the speed, but can he still bring it in the final year of his contract? So lots of it's not like there are these major question marks, but lots of, kind of middle-of-the-road question marks that you want to have those answered to, because those can become potentially bigger question marks, like wide receiver last year. We didn't think there was a big question mark there, but as the season went along, when you're having to sign Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall, I mean, that's not exactly what you want to do at that point.
not just that, I think they grossly underestimated how good their secondary was. I mean, they went out and had to trade a draft pick for Eli Apple. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that kind of gives you an idea along that. Two quick final questions for you. I think the other aspect of this, too, is because of how they got him, where he was selected, and the first year that he had, we're going to be asked a lot about Marcus Davenport. Until, I guess, to me, games come, I don't know how to tell you if he's gotten better or not, and things of that nature, right? I mean, I guess the first thing is you want to see if he's even out there because he had off-season surgery. So I guess that's where you start. But we really won't know Davenport's impact, huh, Larry, until, I guess, preseason games till we see him on the field.
Yeah, I expect him to be out there, you know, and if not, oh, well, what are you going to do? But I would expect him to be out there. Now, you get a sense of if he can beat some along the edge or do some inside moves. You know, we're going to have the sack tally, I'm sure, during practices and things like that. So if he's getting pressure, certainly a good sign. But a lot of eyes are going to be on him, rightfully so. I mean, that comes with the territory. Whether you're picked at 14 or 32, if you're a first-round pick, eyes are going to be on you regardless. I mean, how long have we had eyes on Patrick Robinson, and he was at number 32 overall pick? So he certainly, and he understands that. He's a smart guy, even though he's at a young age and young in the NFL. He understands it totally. And I think Saints fans need to appreciate that about him. He knows the expectations are there. He wants to be great. And, you know, he knows that, especially without a veteran presence right now, he's going to be playing a lot. And he needs to get acclimated and, well, reacclimated almost. So, rightfully so, eyes need to be on him because you need that compliment to help Cam Jordan.
All right, final question for you. I'm sure you saw it. You probably got tweeted it. Saints fans want Gerald McCoy in the Saints uniform. The Buccaneers releasing.
Tweeted it. Talked about it. I put Saints on line one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
As soon as it happened.
He was owed $13 million, Larry, and the Bucs decided not to pay him. Realistically, you got to imagine the phone call was made. You have to imagine.
I have to imagine that. Now, of course, the Patriots name gets brought up, and you can understand that, too. They like to do those sort of things. There's no doubt Gerald McCoy can still play. I mean, the Saints flirted with Ndamukong Suh last offseason. Right now they have a little less than $9 million under the salary cap. Like, all draft picks are in. So they just have that money to play with if they want to. And so do they do it? I think it would benefit them. Are they going to land him? I don't know. I mean, it's not that far away from where his family's stationed right now in Tampa. You know, I don't think he's going to uproot his family. Obviously close. They're certainly familiar with him. You know, if the Saints want a guy, they will move mountains, move salary cap room to try to go get him. And I'm pretty sure Gerald McCoy knows the Saints are a very good team at this point. So it makes sense to me. Money, that's probably going to matter. And other opportunities, because other suitors are coming. So it makes sense to me, but it makes sense for a lot of other teams, too. So I guarantee you, if McCoy's not signed by Thursday, somebody's asking Sean Payton about it. And if somebody doesn't, I'm going to. So I want to know what they're going to be doing for the race for Gerald McCoy, because, you know, people are going to want him. There's no doubt.
Couple of surprise face emojis, three of just the eyeball emojis, six-time Pro Bowler released. That's the failure of loyalty I'm talking about. Loyalty given ain't loyalty returned sometimes. That's Cam Jordan
that
tweeting that yesterday.
And that is from Cam Jordan, right. Yeah,
right.
Straight from Cam Jordan.
So that's
Cam
what
knows,
I...
Yeah, Cam knows Gerald McCoy. They spent enough time together in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
that's
what I wanted to ask you, because you've seen this offseason him kind of tongue-in-cheek and almost not so at times when other defensive linemen and ends get deals. And I brought this up. You got 2 years until that deal ends. Do the Saints do him a solid and renegotiate that and give him an extension now?
It depends, man. It really does, because where do they want to spend that money? It's all in time. And Cam's kind of in a tough spot. And so he deserves to be given a solid. I think you and me, I think even the Saints would agree.
Right.
But that's the life of the NFL. I mean, when you're under contract, sometimes you got to deal with that. And Cam's not one to really rock the boat, you know?
Right.
He's not, you know him, I know him, he's not that guy. So,
right.
It's almost like I feel obligated to rock the boat for him.
I've been saying it several weeks already. I'm like, look, if I'm him, I'm his agent. I'm like, Mickey, what are the possibilities here, man? I mean, you know, because you can kick the can, you know, for a little bit here, if that's the case. I've made the case for Michael Thomas. I don't know who the quarterback is next year. I don't know if those same passes and those same yard marks are going to be the same with Teddy or whoever it is post-Breeze. I might do what Julio Jones did, you know, sign a short 3-4 year extension with some nice money up front and then worry about a big one. Because
well, if you're Julio, no. If you're Julio, you can get away with that because you got paid. Michael Thomas has not gotten paid, so he needs to maximize it now. So right. I think that's the difference there. But, I have a column up. I'm trying to remember one I wrote, maybe last week at some point, kind of addressing these issues. A lot. When you've got a lot of young talent, a lot of this is going to be lingering over your head. And it's not uncommon, though. We'll go back to Cam Jordan. That someone in a defensive end hitting 30 is different than a running back hitting 30. I mean, they can still get paid. Like Calais Campbell at 32 got paid. I mean, when you're good, you're still good. And mm-hmm. So it's not totally out of the question. But, I mean, when you're Cam Jordan and you see so many of these people who you're better than making way more money, I mean, your agent's not doing a good enough job that he's not at least making a phone call and be like, let's try to get something done and get my guy happy who's been so loyal and so good to this team.
Larry Holder of The Athletic, thanks for jumping on this afternoon. We'll get to see Thursday at least some of these things begin to play out. Look, this is better than just talking about signings and potential people. They go here and there. We'll actually get to see stuff on the field for what it's worth. I know it's May, but it's better than nothing.
It is certainly better than nothing, no doubt about that. And hopefully it's outside and it's hot and, you know, I could throw a sweaty flip-flop at your face.
Nope. You know, I'm praying for rain every single Thursday, so we're indoors. That's what we need indoors.
My feet will still sweat indoors.
Yeah, that is true. And then you have those black rubber pellets all over me. I think I might actually prefer the outside. You're right.
I think Jordan, the intern, better cover that outside instead of you.
Yeah, I agree. I'll just coat myself in sunblock. You know, that way your foot will just slide right off my sweaty leg.
You know what? That doesn't gross me out. I can deal with that. You can't deal.
I cannot. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the time this afternoon.
All right, buddy. Good talk.
Yep, for sure. 800-998-1003. Scott chiming in. Producer and does games with Tim Brando says, you know what? I'm going to add something to the Gerald McCoy comment. In addition to being an incredible player, he's an even better human being. It's the single most impressive interview when they do some of the games. They do 2 or 3 NFL games every December. Look, again, when you see Cam Jordan kind of make a comment like that, it makes a lot of sense. The Saints told us by trying to get on sign and talking to a couple of other guys, this free agency, they're looking for veteran defensive end help on the right side. They've told us that by trying to go speak to these guys and interviewing them and bringing them in. So I have to imagine a phone call's in, and now it's a bidding war. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Yeah, so much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt. But DXL makes clothes that actually fit. It's all they do. Want to know their secret? Okay. They've spent years developing their own sizing patterns to make sure it's a comfortable fit every time and every size. Good luck finding that anywhere else. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to comment as well on my opening statements. I made a couple of them. Warriors, where are you putting them? The word dynasty is being used a ton. Five straight Western Conference Finals appearances the last couple of years. It's undeniable, right? You would argue or make the statement, really. I don't know if it's arguable. The West is the tougher conference. They've got out of it five straight times. They're going for a three-peat right now. And I was just saying, Scott, if you're listening, I'd love to get your text me your answer here. Bulls, Warriors. I was just thinking about this yesterday when I saw Scottie Pippen hug Steph Curry when he's coming off the court yesterday. And Scottie's got that height of edge. I'm just, edge right now, Bulls backcourt of Jordan, and I put Pippen in there as well. I know he's at the backcourt, but they put Scottie on the top scores. I think their size and their all-pro defensive stature can really help against Klay and Steph. And oh my goodness, you want to talk about reality TV? Can you imagine Rodman v. Draymond Green? I think it'd be, first off, you know, we have Rafael Esparza on, Jordan, Mr. Vegas. The odds that they both or any finish the game without getting tossed. I mean, they both try to get under people's skins. They both go wayward kicks into the unmentionable areas. I mean, just think about it. What would the ratings be? Can you imagine? I know I mean, it can't happen, but oh man, I give that edge on the defensive side there, but I think the Warriors get a bit of an edge on the bench side. Their system, what they do with their players, you heard Steph Curry mention it last night after the game. I mean, you got guys like Looney and Bell that don't get much minutes during the season come in and perform beyond admirably in the postseason closeout game, which is always the hardest one. And he's like, well, that's just what we do. It's our system. It's next man up, and that's what they try to do. They won. They swept the series from Portland without Kevin Durant. But I think it's that system. Would you say, Jordan, the last three games down 17? At least. So, again, that's the thing. Bulls can be up, but they can shoot themselves right back in it. I would love to have seen that. I don't know how you do it, but I guess my whole point of this is, does it deserve even a conversation? I think, where do you put them in the dynasty set? I saw First Take this morning talking bigger deal, them going five straight to the Western Conference, to the NBA Finals, or LeBron, eight straight finals. I'm going to go...
What's more impressive?
Yeah.
Warriors.
I'm going Warriors, too. Again, primarily because...
The team effort.
Well, primarily because I think the West was just harder. Look, it's impressive, any player, and this has nothing, Travis, to do with my dislike for LeBron, as you call us, the LHN, LeBron Hate Network.
It has a little bit to do with it.
Probably. But my point is, 8 straight finals appearances for players is pretty good. But I want to say, like, Robert Horry had a pretty impressive streak, too. That guy played Big Shot Rob. I mean, you know, so, yeah, but you can be a part of good teams that just consistently sort of go there. But, I mean, it is. Look, what they've been able to do is pretty impressive. But if they go three-peat and they win the title, this conversation I'm having today is it's going to be a topic, right? Who's the better three-peat? I think they're different teams. Chicago a little more physical. Golden State. And they're never out of a game. And you just saw it. You knew it was coming before it happened. Right? It's like you go up 15 and Golden State's like, got you right where we want you. Three here, three there, three everywhere. I think what killed Portland, and I was texting this to a lot of people last night, the inability to score down low. Their points always almost had to come 20 feet, 23 feet, deep three, 17 feet. You want to beat Golden State and you want to stop runs. It's why the Pelicans play them well in the regular season when they had AD and they were focused and playing them well because they could score inside. Because the problem with Golden State is you jack up a three, you jack up a shot outside, they're off and you miss, you're in trouble. You miss, you're in trouble. I mean, you're up 5, you miss 2 shots, you could be down 1. Like that. Like that. Bang, bang, pair of threes off of your 2 misses, you're down 1. You're like, what just happened? And then the crowd's going bananas. Or if you're at home, you're going, oh no. I mean, that's what happened last night. You know? They missed a couple of threes, Portland. Down comes the Warriors within seconds. Boom, 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 boom. Inside of 10, 6-point lead, 3-point lead. Curry 3, they're tied. Timeout. I mean, you're like, what just happened?
I'm just going to state this out for facts. The reason why LeBron James is not in the NBA Finals is because of this man right here, James Jones.
James Jones?
Yeah. You know why?
No, I don't.
So it was in Miami. From 2008 to 2014,
okay,
LeBron was, you know, got in there and got to Miami in that kind of time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Then he followed him to the Cleveland Cavaliers from 2014 to 2017. So, I mean,
uh-huh.
I guess
he's the key.
Yeah, he's the key.
He's the key. Okay.
So that's the reason why I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors because he basically went to the finals.
He rode the back of James Jones's back. Okay, yes. All right. On the tails of James
Correct.
Jones. Okay, there you go. Look, to me, it's just impressive to watch. Look, and believe me, in my mind, the Bulls, again, I grew up with them, so I have an emotional attachment to it. Watching them play, but seeing the Warriors win the last couple games reminded me, because Jordan's three-peats and Jordan's wins and the Bulls' wins, not every single one was a 10-15 point win. There's a reason there's commercials, not one, commercials of Jordan hitting game winners. Multiple times he had to try to win the game. By definition, that means they're trailing at the buzzer. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the ELO thing, trailing.
Did you see Richard Jefferson's tweets?
No.
All right, so 4 days or 5 days ago now,
mm-hmm.
he tweets out, the Trailblazers are up by 17, and I'm still 50-50 on if they'll win this game.
Okay, that's 4 days ago.
And they lost that game.
They lost.
And then 2 days later, the Trailblazers and Warriors played again. The Blazers are up by 17, and I'm still 50-50 on if they'll win this game.
Nah, copy and paste the same.
They lost that.
Okay, they lost that game yesterday.
Last night,
yeah.
The Trailblazers are up 17, right. And I'm still 50-50 on if they'll win this game
again
with the emoji.
Yeah, same. Again, yeah. It's just they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Quick break. We come back. Trajan Langdon had his conference call this morning, being officially introduced, at least to the media, as the general manager, what he had to say. We'll play that next. As Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org. Napa
Know-How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song. I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. Don't stop. I'm the dream, and you should know that. Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way. Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Not this again.
Is this Game of Thrones?
Are you serious?
I don't know. It sounds like Assassin's Creed or something like that. I'd rather play that. You know what? I need to make some time to play some Xbox. I don't even know how to turn it on anymore. It's been a long time. Still scared to play me?
Scared?
Uh-huh. I know you are.
You don't even want to download the Xbox Gold.
Because it's going to be a win.
No.
That's what happens. Speaking of winning, the Commodore 64. CBSSports.com's Jason LaConfora. Because this is where we are. It's where we are, right? You've had the draft. OTAs are coming. Storylines like up in New York. It's Manning and the Duke guy. It's so disrespectful, people. I saw two stories, literally. The Duke quarterback. Do you even know his name?
The Duke quarterback?
The Duke quarterback. The new quarterback.
The new one?
The new quarter. Yes, the new one. Not Eli Manning. Do you know it off the top of your head? See, that's my point. That's my point. I literally refer, like, people in, like, sports talk radio in New York, like, and the Duke quarterback.
That kid.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, anyway, LaConfora. 2019 division winners from 2018 poised to take a step back. Jordan, they got a few of them.
We're going to start
how
at
many?
Five.
At five? They got five of them. Five division teams he feels Ooh. Will take a step back.
Guess what, Goosey?
Number five.
Guess what, Goosey?
Number five.
The Bums. the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, come on. That's Patrick Mahomes. That's ridiculous.
They spent
money, Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, free agency. They've tried to build their defense. Sure, they lost some key offensive players. I guess that's why he's saying that, because they've lost Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, possibly. Is that what that is?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is a huge cog in the offense. So.
Ah, but you're falling for it. Wait.
Again, you got the MVP.
Yeah, it's coming off of a great, rookie season.
Yeah.
Actually.
Here's the thing. If he didn't have to score 40 points a game to be in the game, their defense is going to be better. He can't do it for a second straight season. Oh, here we go. He can't, huh?
No.
Why for so many seasons were the Saints have an opportunity to win? Because that garbage defense. 7-9? I'm just saying, garbage defense. Well, why did he even win seven games? Because of who? Say his name.
Mr. Drew Brees.
So in the NFL, if you got an MVP caliber, and he is, he's a Hall of Famer. So if you have an MVP caliber player at quarterback, you have a chance.
You're saying Pat Mahomes is...
He's an MVP. He won the MVP.
You said he's a Hall of Famer.
Said Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, but he's an MVP candidate.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't you agree Drew Brees is an MVP caliber player?
He's also on the cover of Madden this season. So.
Mm-hmm. Who is? Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Number four from Lock on Four.
Ooh. A lot of Saints fans are going to like this one. The Los Angeles Rams.
Ooh. Now.
Sheepish.
Okay. I think the key is Todd Gurley. Is that what's in there? Okay, I can see it from here. Yeah, Todd Gurley.
Which one?
His knee.
Because it's not even something that they can fix or something like that. They're saying it could be degenerative, and it may not be as healthy. When you saw him at the beginning of the season, to me, he's like Freeman, as much as we hate to talk about the Falcons. That when they lost him, Deion Jones, you saw the defense, right? But on the offensive end, when they lost Freeman, that offense was not the same. I mean, I could almost make the case and argument that the Saints sort of went both, almost Falcon-like when they went and drafted Kamara and tried to use the two running backs with Ingram and throw out the backfield and all that, like they did with Coleman and Freeman in Atlanta. That's what they went to the Super Bowl for. I've said that 100 times. That backfield was the reason they went to the Super Bowl. They were a mismatch, So I look at the Rams like this. I take him out of it. Are the Rams as explosive on offense? So I could see them losing two more games this year. But again, last year they were ridiculous.
No.
You think the Rams will still be a 14-15 win team?
No. I don't think anybody's going to be a 14-14.
11.
Okay. 11 Dallas wins. Cowboys are number three, huh?
Yep.
Ooh.
Excuse me, sinus.
Poor Marlon Favre. What's the reasoning?
7-9.
They went on a magical little ride after Amari Cooper trade saved their season. That was the beginning of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. By the way, what happened to Ezekiel Elliott? Didn't he get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he got put in handcuffs. I don't think it was like officially
handcuffed, but not arrested.
Yes. Okay.
Apparently, it was in Vegas after knocking a man down to the ground, so he got cuffed but not arrested. I saw that on social media. Like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, a lot of times, if you watch live PD, you will hear officers say, "Look, until we figure out what's going on, we're just going to detain you. You're not being arrested, but for our safety and whatever." So that's what that was. But anyway, there's pictures on TMZ Sports. There he is.
Hopefully, he's detained the first six.
What have you
games.
Learned, Jordan? Stay out of Vegas until.
Correct.
Or just look. I get this, man. It's hard. You want to go have fun. You want to do that. People know who you are. You're gonna get people that have had a few pops. Oh, there he is, Ezekiel. What's up, Elliot? Bleep the Cowboys. And he has to. It's hard. Number two, who is it?
My Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah, they are your Chicago Bears. I'm surprised you didn't get a tattoo of the Bear logo on you last year. I'm so afraid. The Saints better watch out.
Where's Cleveland?
Yep. And number one division winner, they feel, will have trouble this year. The Houston Texans. Wow, really?
Jeez.
Well, I'll say this. The Colts could be a team that win that division this year. Right?
Ooh, they do face the Saints on the road.
They face the entire NFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be difficult for the Texans this season.
Hour one was brought to you by the Kink Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the Kink. Coming up next, you'll hear tons from Trajan Langdon. Good Christmas. That's a lot of bites. David Griffin as well. I'll just keep playing them. Let's hear what the man had to say this morning on ESPN New Orleans.